say, ooh, baby, baby, maybe we're just two little birds in a tree. And if our wings are working, we better jump off this branch and see. Hey, this one isn't up to me, oh no.
Welcome to this episode of Birds in a Tree. My name is Bridget Manley, and I'm your host. So most of us give full credit to who we are to our mothers. And our mothers are one of the most important relationships in our lives. I mean, we give credit to our mothers on our birthdays, when we graduate high school and college. We call our moms first when good things happen and when bad things happen. But what if you don't have that kind of relationship with your mother? And in fact, what if your relationship with your mother isn't anywhere near what you'd want it to be? Today's guest is Barbara. Barbara has two beautiful, grown into the world, fully wonderful daughters, Michelle and Jamie. And Barbara came into Michelle's life when she was 3 years old. Michelle's parents split custody. And after some circumstances that we get into in this interview, Michelle came to live with Barbara and her husband, David. And they had full custody of Michelle through most of her childhood. And Barbara understood a lot of what Michelle went through during her childhood and adulthood, not really having the relationship that she wanted with her own mother, because Barbara also didn't really have the relationship with her own mother that she'd always hoped for. So it was something that Michelle and Barbara really bonded over and really understood. And so it makes their story really interesting because they've always been the best of friends. And full disclosure, Michelle was one of my roommates and sorority sisters in college. And so you'll kind of hear that in the interview that we were pretty tight. And so when I was introduced to her, we were all introduced to her as Michelle's mom, Miss Barbara. And we called her Miss Barbara well into our adulthood. In fact, it's still hard for me to not add the Miss to the Miss Barbara. And now Michelle has these three beautiful, crazy sons. And so this family that went from three women and one guy went to like 100 guys in the matter of a decade. And so we kind of talk a little bit about the changing dynamic in that and, you know, going from a lifetime of dance recitals and hairbrushing to, you know, guns and shoot 'em up and rowdiness and all of the things that come with boys. It's a really fun conversation. I hope that you like it. This is Miss Barbara's story. Barbara, thank you so much for joining me and for talking to me about this parenting journey. I love your story. If I can just sort of like talk a little bit about it and then ask you what it was like. You met a man, you were like a single awesome lady, right? You were like professional mm-hmm. single awesomeness, and you met mm-hmm. this man, and this man had a 4-year-old little girl?
She was 3 when I met her.
Was she 3?
Mm-hmm.
So you essentially married a man and his daughter.
I did.
And
I did.
He had full custody of her, correct?
No, he did not. He did not have, I think they had like a shared custody, and we would only get her in the very beginning every other weekend. And we used to get her during the week one day, but then that got tough when she went to school because, you know, can't really keep them out at school. So, but it was like 1 week in a month.
Wow. And so, okay. So you meet him and then you're dating, you're going along and you're meeting her and you're hanging out with her and everything, and it gets serious. And then just describe for me a little bit of like what happened in those days.
We would go out, we would do things on the weekends with her. And then we really, because she was so young, I think my advantage to our relationship and our bond was that I did meet her very young. So she really didn't remember a time that I was not in her life.
Really?
So it's not like, you know, you come in with a child that's a teenager and then, you know, you're not competing with their mother, but they might feel that way. And this way we didn't have that. She always knew, you know, me in her life. It's not like there, and she doesn't remember David ever living with her mom. So again, so there wasn't that, oh, you lived here, I missed you living here kind of thing. It was all very, very, she was very young mm-hmm. when it happened.
Did you get married and then she came to live with you, or?
Yeah, she, We were living together for 3 years, and then we got married. So she was six when we got married, and she still lived with her mother at that point. And then when she was, I think, like 10, her mother became ill. She got influenza A, and so she had to be hospitalized in and out of the hospital a lot. She was in intensive care. It was really, it was pretty serious. And then she came home, and I've always heard this, that sometimes when people get sick, their personalities can intensify. So if you're like a really good, soulful, very, very, very mellow person, then that intensifies, that you become even more so. And if you're not quite that kind, that can intensify too. Mm-hmm. And that became the case with her mother. And we would get her on the weekends. And at this point, I had already had Jamie, and we would get her on the weekends. And there was a weekend that she came over, and she was up in the room, and I said, in her room, and I said, come on, let's go. We got to take you back. And she was crying hysterically because she didn't want to go back. She had held all this in, that she wasn't happy there, and that it was very, very sad for her to be there. And she was being verbally abused, and it was just not a good situation. So we then went through the process to get full custody. Initially, David went over and spoke to her mother to say, look, why don't you let her live with us for a while until you get better? And she didn't want to have anything to do with that. So we went to an attorney, and we had an attorney, and then we had a psychologist attorney for Michelle. And then after many interviews with all the parties, they determined that it was best for her to live with us.
Wow, that's heavy. That must have been an incredibly heavy time.
Well, I tell you what really, I think, bonded Michelle and I was that I did not have a good relationship with my mother. And so I could relate to everything that she was going through. And because when I was a child, my mother never really showed me any. My dad died when I was a baby. And so there was not a lot of emotion that my mother had left after my father died. And so there wasn't, thinking about my feelings or as I was growing up or anything like that. So I think that made me even more in tune to the girls with what they were going through. And with not having a good relationship with your mother, you know, again, that was a bond that Michelle and I shared.
And you had already had your second daughter when Michelle came to live with you full time.
Yes.
And so, and how old was Jamie when Michelle came to live with you?
Jamie was probably a year and a half, almost two.
Okay. So she was very little. So she probably didn't register too much that change was happening.
Well, no. And Michelle was with us, you know, a lot. And you know, obviously I always referred to Michelle as our child too. So, you know, we always say your sister. And so she was, you know, very much part of our, not everyday life initially, but there enough that she was part of our life.
Sure, sure. And so here she comes in to live with you. And of course, you have been her stepmother for many, many years. But she comes in, and now you're a full-time mother of two. How did things change for you?
You know, I don't even think of it as a change. It has happened, and it was perfect. I mean, you know what I mean? It was, she was in our home. She was in our family every day now. And that was complete. you know, it was, at that point we were still living in Parkville, and then David got a job opportunity in Fairmont. So it was a really long drive to go to Fairmont. And so that's when we moved to Westminster, and it was during Michelle's eighth grade. And we had like four more months of eighth grade when we moved. We had to move. And so every day I would get up, and Jamie and I would get up, and I would drive her to Timonium from Westminster to go to school to finish up her thing, because that was important, not to change so much. Do you know what I mean? To give that child that stability and not pull her out in the middle of eighth grade or not. You know, we always put the kids first with that. That was really important. But Dave and I both had the same philosophy with how we treat the girls and how we raise the girls and how we, you know, it was definitely a team effort.
Well, and it's super fun because I've always admired how close Jamie and Michelle are, even though they are kind of far apart in age. I mean, not terribly, but you know, they're, what are they, like 8 years apart?
Ten years
apart. Mm-hmm. But you know, they've always been so close.
Yeah, they're very different women. They really, really are. Jamie is more me. Michelle is more David. So they do get along, and they obviously have the bond of they're very protective of us and of anybody that tries to not take advantage of us. But do you know what I mean? It's like the whole this whole thing with Dave's mom. You know, it's they're very protective from his siblings because they don't really help us. You know what I mean? So they're very strong with that. But they're good girls, but they're both so different. They are very different. They're very different.
They are. It's so funny. They're kind of like yin and yang, you know, like
they are. And I always do say that I feel like too, that another reason that Michelle and I have just bonded so much is that she is so David and I love that man and she is him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
well, and another
for better or worse, baby, better or worse.
Right, exactly. So funny. Oh my goodness. And another fun dynamic that I love about your family is that here you are raising two girls and his whole world has been these three women for forever. And then along in another chapter of life comes these three crazy
boys.
Wonderful, beautiful boys that you have as grandchildren. What has the change been like for you?
Oh my God. They have shown me a whole nother world because I did not have, you know, farting and I did not have burping and I did not have mud and I did not have any of that stuff and guns and war and, you know, all that. And it is so cool. I mean, it's really, really cool to see the other side. And those boys are everything to me. I mean, they are just, you know, you could say there's, you know, obviously there's no blood, but I am their grandmother and they are my grandsons and I would, you know, do anything for them. I mean, they're just fun. They are just really fun.
That's so cool. It's so funny to watch the evolution of them and you guys and see you guys on Facebook. And it's just so, yeah. I feel like you've gotten another like reinvention, another, you know,
yeah.
Life of fun being grandparents to these three guys that are growing up, you know, so fast too. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. They really are.
So is it fun now to watch Michelle be a mother?
Oh my God, yeah. It really is. David and I had, I mean, from the moment that Ty was born, that was like, you know, obviously the baby and we're all about the baby, but seeing her as a parent and seeing her incorporate some of the discipline and values that we instilled, using those again on her children, and that's really cool.
That's really cool. Interesting. That's a really fun point that I had never thought of, to see your child do what you did and not like and mean it out of love.
Yeah.
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 That's really cool. So are you hoping for more grandchildren?
Well, not for Michelle.
She's got...
I think that ship sailed. But
yeah, three boys is
of
like,
course. Yeah. Of course I am. You know, I don't know where, you know, what path Jamie's taking. I mean, she's obviously in a very serious relationship and he's wonderful and we love him. We love him. And things are going well. I don't know. I mean, I think that she will. And I would, of course, love that. But I would never say, oh, where are they? I want, you know, come on, let's get this ball rolling. Because that's, you know, nobody told me when to have my children and when to, you know, how to love my children or how to, you know, whatever. So I would never impose. I accept with great anticipation, but
right.
I would never do that. My mom was really bad about that. Not that she went on one of her grandchildren. She was also very not accepting of Michelle.
Really?
Yeah. It was really bad. She, when we first got together, my mom married my stepfather when I was 12 and he was not a great guy. And she, you know, this isn't your birth child. What are you doing? You know, you give her more, don't take away from Jamie to give to her. And
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's not like that. You don't have to take away from one to give to the other.
Well, no. And you know, I would be like, well, she's my child too. And no, she's not. Well, you know, okay, not in your book, but
oh, wow.
In my family.
Have you and Michelle ever had conversations like this where it's like, I understand where you're coming from because I was there too. Really?
Oh, yeah. Really, really, really. When her mother died a couple of years ago, she was really struggling with the I really don't feel what you're supposed to feel. And I went through the exact same thing when my mother died. I was the only child, when my mother, I took my mother in because that's what you're supposed to do. And, I took care of everything. And when she had to go into a nursing home because she was really ill, I took care of all that and went to visit and did all those things. So, you do what you have to do. But when she died, you just don't feel that. I just don't feel that loss, And when I would go to funerals for my friends' mothers, I would always say, I'm so envious of you. Even though you are going through this horrible thing right now, you had that. You had that love of your mother and acceptance of your mother, and you had that wonderful relationship. And so cherish that, because that's what you're taking from this day.
And did you ever talk to your mom at the end? Was there ever
I did at times, but she just was a different person. She was very controlled by my stepfather, and I feel like my father was the love of her life, and when he died, it sucked everything out of her. Mm-hmm. And she just wasn't that warm and fuzzy mom. She just wasn't, and she wasn't an accepting mom. And everything I did was terrible, and she would always say, because her sister had seven children, and she'd be like, well, when she's not getting along with one of them, at least she has another child that she can go to. And I'm like, what?
Wow,
so,
really?
Yeah, that's how she looked at it. So she looked at it like I was a real disappointment to her. I didn't marry a person that she would have wanted me to marry. I didn't, have a traditional family that I birthed. I didn't, none of that happened. So she, she just was very, her way. And I accept that. And that's who she was. And she couldn't give me any more than that. And that's okay. But I feel like I learned from it, and I was not going to be that kind of mother.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. That's just, it's really hard.
But you know what? It is what it is. And you could take a bad situation and you could say, well, that's how I'm going to be, or you can change it and know that, I didn't want to be that kind of mom, and I didn't want my girls to feel like their feelings were not important.
And you certainly weren't, because it was so obvious how much you loved, it was like palpable. So, you're like definitely mom goals for sure.
Okay. Well, and I know too, Michelle, I know that in college, all of you girls, I don't think you ever even met her, or maybe once her mom.
I didn't meet her mother until her wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you were her mother, and that was just that. And, we all called you Miss Barbara, and that was just, that's what it was. You were there at every pickup, and you were there at every drop off, and you were there always.
Yeah.
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 And every dance competition.
I know. We were driving up.
Oh my gosh, right? What was it like to be a dance mom? Was it was it hard? Was it a lot of, was it a family ordeal?
Well, it's really funny because we saw a talent in Michelle when she was very young. There was a talent show that she had in her elementary school before she moved in with us. And we had gone, and these people in back of us were like, oh my God, she's so good. And her mother would not put her in any type of classes or anything like that. There were no extracurriculars. There was no kids spending the night. There was no, none of that. No friends over, nothing. There was nothing that was allowed. So when she came to live with us, you want to do this. And then we moved out here, and that's when we enrolled her in a dance instructor. She got into a group, and it was cool. She and I, again, we had all those with her, because her, every year they do a big recital thing. And, so we go up for the practices, and I'd help with the stuff, and we had to do the costumes, and I did all those things. I did prom dress shopping. I did all those things that her and I were driving up for the dance competition. I did, and nobody can take those away from me. So those are precious to me that I feel like her mother missed, but I don't think her mother wanted it.
Right.
You know?
Right. And somebody has to take her. And so you were the mom. You were doing it all. Yeah. You were the mother. That's what mothers do.
Yeah. And I loved it all. I loved it all. We did the wedding shopping, and I remember when Michelle had asked me to be the matron of honor in the wedding, and And she had told her mother that she did that. And, you know, the first thing her mother said was, isn't she too old to be in your wedding?
That was, so cool to me. That was the first time I realized, like, wow, like, that is like a special bond. You can't break that. And like that was so cool. And just seeing, you know, you right next to her was so awesome. It was such a great day and it was so beautiful. And you could just
It was a great day.
Yeah.
It was a great day. In fact, we had such a good time planning it. I hear all these horror stories of, you know, mothers and daughters. And the only issue we had was she wanted to put live fish on the table as the centerpieces, and I wouldn't let her do that.
Oh, no, because really?
She said, well, people will take them home. I'm like, oh, yeah, because that's what you want to do at the end of a wedding is slosh home this bowl of a fish. No. So that was the only thing we nixed. But everything else, it was great. We had a great day of the wedding. Her and I, we did some stuff in the morning, and we went to tan, and then we drove up there and got dressed. And I mean, it was just it was a great day. We still talk about the day. I mean, it was a really good day.
It really was. It was magnificent. It was so gorgeous. And you could tell. And I mean, I didn't, you know, want to say anything about her mother, but there was like, those are the days when, like, you know, you don't get the thank you if you didn't put in the work, you know? And
Yeah, you reap what you sow.
Exactly.
And the wedding coordinator had said, you know, do you want us to treat her like the mother of the bride at the wedding? And we said, absolutely. You know, they get to drinks and do all that stuff. But the only thing that I did do, which, and again, you know, I don't know if it was selfish or whatever, but she didn't do anything for the wedding, obviously. There was no, you know, helping with anything. But she, on the wedding invitation, I made it be that it was just our names and her name wasn't on there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in retrospect, maybe that was being a little selfish and maybe I shouldn't have done that, but I just felt like she didn't want to be part of it. So, you know,
right.
And you don't get the glory if you don't.
Well, yeah, exactly. And also if she wasn't acting like she wanted to be a part of it, then, you know, just out of like, I don't know if she would want it, you know, if she would mm-hmm. even want to be to have her name on it, you know, because you just don't like you take your cues from how someone's acting. And
Well, that's like, you know, I'm very like that. When David and I got married, we just had a very, very small wedding, and my parents, well, my mother came, my stepfather did not, but they, you know, we paid for it. It was all us. And I didn't put her name on my wedding invitation. I just had our names. I didn't have any parents' names on there. And she was my mother was very upset about that and very taken back about that. And I'm like, well, you know, it's just him and I, and that's what I wanted to portray. You know, nobody else is helping us with this. We're just doing it, and it's what we want. And
right.
So
right.
You don't just get your name on there just because. You just don't.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, you got to put in a little bit of the work. You got to help out a little bit.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for talking to me. This has been such a wonderful conversation. And I just think that your story is really cool. And I think that you are a fantastic mother and grandmother.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
And you right back at you. Well, not the grandmother part, but back at you.
Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. No problem. Good luck with the whole project.
Thank you. Thank you so much to Barbara, Miss Barbara. And thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, you can find us on Facebook at Birds in a Tree Radio. You can also find us on Twitter at Birds Radio. And if you have an interesting story or a perspective on parenting and you'd like to talk with me, I would love to interview you. Please find me on Facebook or Twitter or email me at birdsinatree@outlook.com. And as always, thank you to my beautiful husband for always fixing my technical difficulties and for doing everything else that you do. And until next time, I'm Bridget Manley, and this is Birds in a Tree.